All right, questions? I know. I mean, what do you want? Oh, I can make a statement. Then you guys are just going to ask me the same thing anyway. But okay, here we go. I am excited about the upcoming season. I do feel like obviously we added some players that I think can be a factor in the success that we have. I'm extremely excited about Hedo Turkoglu. I think he gives us another facilitator, another ball handler. Obviously, if anybody watched the season in Orlando 2 seasons ago, he had a tremendous season and made a lot of huge, big shots. I don't think he's afraid to take big shots. He gives us versatility. I mean, he can play really, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4 for us. I'm excited about the other guys. I think Josh Childress is a guy that add that energy to the mix for us. He's a slasher, does a great job. It's probably as good an offensive rebound, I think, as there is in the NBA. He gets his hands on a lot of balls. And then I think Hakeem Warwick is a guy that we're really excited about. Very athletic, knows how to win, was on that Syracuse team that won a championship and was a huge factor in that. Anybody that saw that he blocked the last shot of the game to win the national championship. But very athletic, gets out and run, does a great job. A good finisher on the break. You know, I'll say this now. Obviously, Amari is a guy that has had a tremendous career here. And when we went out and signed these guys, it wasn't to replace Amari. I don't think that's what we were trying to do. I think what we're trying to do is have guys in place. Obviously, there will be different type players, but we do feel like we'll have a good team. You know, other than that, anybody have any questions? We can go there. Well, I don't think we've never been a power team here, and we've never been a big team here. So we've always been a fairly small team. We've been very athletic, and we've also been very good offensively. And the thing that we continue to try to do now is we try to get better defensively. I thought we made some strides there last year, and obviously, you know, we have to continue to get better in that department. And if we do, I think we'll have an opportunity to have a good season. How do we replicate the camp? Oh, the chemistry? Oh, I don't know if you can do that. I do think that the guys that we added are very good guys. He asked me how do we replicate the chemistry that we had last year, in case you guys can't hear him. But, you know, I think we've got good guys, and I think as long as you have good character guys, chemistry seems to come together. You know, we got 2 great leaders in Steve and Grant Hill. When your leaders seem to be your high-character guys, everyone seems to fall into place. The guys that we added to the mix are real high-character guys. You know, Josh Childress, you know, Hedo and Keem Warwick. Gunny Lawal, the kid that we drafted, is a high-character guy. So Matt Jannings, who we added to the mix. I think all of those guys are really good guys. I think all of those guys are all about the team. And I think as long as you have guys like that, chemistry seems to come in together and always seem to work out. Well, yeah, I mean, I think that there's obviously it's going to be a tremendous competition there when you look at the guys that we added. But I have watched Earl some during the preseason. I think he's improved his game. You know, I think he's gotten better. I think the goal for him is to become really a lockdown defender. I think that's one of the ways of getting on the floor for him. And I think his decision-making have greatly improved. And, you know, he's still a second-year guy. He's still a young player. Should be a rookie this year in the league. So, you know, from that standpoint, we'll have to see how everything happens. You know, it's going to be a challenge in the preseason figuring out rotations and how all of these guys are going to fit together. I think that's going to be a huge factor. But I do think that eventually this whole team's going to come together and be pretty good. Yeah, but you know what? We've never put labels on guys, you know. I mean, really, is Channing Frye a five or a four or a three or whatever. You know, we call guys, I mean, we have guards, we have wing players, and then we have big guys. And then sometimes I don't even know if you can classify them as big guys. But, you know, we're just going to play guys that play well and put them in a position to succeed. And we're not going to call a guy a one guard, a two guard, a three guard. You know, sometimes Steve's going to be able to play off the ball this year. So I don't know if we'll label anyone a specific label more so than just a general, you know, a general name, really. He's probably the only guy, you know, he's probably the only guy that's a true five. But I tell you, in certain situations, the way he played, we'll step him out on the floor and give him an opportunity to play out on the floor also. Yeah, he asked me to talk about Goran's development and how I see him this season. He's made a lot of improvements, and I think one of the things about players sometimes is that when you come back, when you've had a pretty good year and you've ended on a real solid note, then the confidence level really grows. I think Goran is kind of in that category right now where the confidence that he has really grown. I think you'll continue to see him get better. His ball handling has improved. I think you'll see him run the team a little bit better. He's probably one of the top two or three best athletes we have on the team. So I think you'll see him continue to improve in that area. And he's become a better shooter. You know, he was shooting the ball well at the end of last year, but he shot the ball extremely well in the week that he's been here playing. Well, when I say Steve playing off the ball, I'm talking about, you know, instead of him having the ball 95% of the time, he'll have it 92. Okay, so I don't want you guys to get carried away. And don't write down the percentages, Paul. I was only joking, okay? All right. But, no, I'm saying that there are certain situations where, you know, he needs a break when he's handled the ball, you know, 15 straight times or something. And I think that's when, you know, Hedo and, you know, Goran and even Jay Rich. I think Jay Rich, you know, sometime can be somewhat of a facilitator. So I just think it gives us a lot of versatility, some of the guys that we've added. So we're really excited about that. That I can't answer. You know, I mean, I don't know. He asked me if the team have the potential to reach the success that we had last year. That's a hard thing to answer because last year you guys were asking, can this team make the playoffs? And we didn't really have an answer for that. I think that, you know, when you have Steve Nash as the engine, you know, that runs the car, I think you always have a chance. Now it's just a matter of seeing how much improvement the guys from last year, like Robin and Earl and Goran and those guys have made. And then it's how are the new guys, you know, can they get acclimated and fit into a situation where we can get off to a good start? I think Robin's been great. I think he's done a good job. I would say that he's not back 100%, but I think he's pretty close to being back. You know, I still say that his size make him one of the most important guys on our team. We got to try to find a way for him to continue to play. Not get himself in foul trouble, and then become a little bit better offensive player as far as post-ups. I think the screen and roll situations and things like that, he's much better in those areas that we anticipated anyway. So now it's just a matter of can we throw the ball to him in the post and can he keep pressure on the people in the post. He asked me what role do I see for Channing Frye. Very similar to what he played last year. You know, I think that surprisingly, I thought Channing was one of our best defensive players and smartest defensive players that we have. So we're going to ask him to do a little more as far as stepping it up defensively. Obviously, the rebounding is going to become a factor, so we'll ask him to rebound the ball a little better than he did last year. But I think overall, pretty much the same role. But maybe even a little bit bigger role offensively. Yeah, I think that's a good comparison. He asked me if we would use Hedo very similar to what Boris was used when Boris was here. And I think that that's probably a pretty good comparison. You know, we ran a lot of offense through Boris when he was here. I think Hedo is very capable of doing the same thing as far as elbow isolations, or even have him handle the ball in certain screen and roll situations. But I think all of that's going to come from experimenting a little bit in the preseason, a lot in the preseason. I shouldn't say a little bit. But we will experiment a lot in the preseason from the standpoint of rotations, certain guys together on the floor, and then certain guys playing different positions. So I think you'll see a lot of that in the preseason. A little bit. You know, he's still hurting. And then after playing the World Championships, we had talked to him about taking, you know, about 10 days off or something and not doing anything. So everything is getting better. He's not 100%, and he's not in perfect shape right now, but we'll get him there. Yeah, but, you know, I think that there's going to be certain lineups that he play with where he will be the primary ball handler. So, you know, when you have Steve, you know, the problem that we have when we're talking about Steve having the ball less is that you're talking about, you know, really, in my opinion, the best point guard in the league for the way we play. I wouldn't trade him for anyone else. So to take him off the ball for an extended period of time doesn't seem like a wise thing to me. But there's going to be certain situations where we ask him to become a shooter, because he's also one of the best shooters in the NBA. So we've not had that one player that could facilitate that for us, which I think we'll have that with Hedo. Yeah, I don't think the contract have anything to do with confidence. You know, I think he was deserving of it and earned it. I think that just the way everything ended up, you know, he struggled so much in the playoffs, and then he played well for us the last few games. Last game of the season, he ends up with 13 rebounds. So I think, you know, after a year of playing and fitting in and understanding, you know, what is asked of him, you know, I think he's going to be much improved, and I think he'll play better. I think one of the things, guys, that I would say is that, you know, we're still going to be a real exciting team. And to me, you know, coming to the arena and watching us play is even much better than watching us play on TV. I don't know if you can appreciate, you know, what Steve Nash does, or you know, the way we spread the floor and the spacing and things like that. If you're watching it on TV so much as you can, if you're in the arena, it seems to me to be a you know, it's a great atmosphere. And then I think, like I said, I think we're going to be a real, real fun team to watch play again. I think we'll be a really good shooting team. I don't know if we'll be better than we were last year, but we do have guys that are capable of stepping out and making some shots. And as I said, I think Goran and those guys have gotten better in their situation. So I still think we'll be a really good offensive team in this league. Well, the reality of it all is that, you know, personnel change in the NBA. I mean, you know, you look around at other teams and they go through the same situation, you know, Utah and, you know, some of the free agency things that happen. It's just the reality of the NBA. I still think we've got a good team. I still think that at some stage we'll be a very solid team, and we'll find a way to make a run. And, you know, hopefully we can do a little better than we did last year. Anybody else? All right, thanks, guys.